Athaliah. King Jehoshaphat wanted to establish a good relationship between Judah and Israel. To do that, he had his oldest son marry Athaliah, the daughter of Ahab, king of Israel. Unfortunately, Athaliah influenced her husband to follow the sinful ways of Israel. As soon as Jehoshaphat died, his son became king and put idols all around Judah and built a temple of Baal in Jerusalem. He killed his six brothers to make sure they wouldn't take the kingdom away from him. Elisha sent him a message, "You've caused the people to worship idols, and now you've killed your brothers. They were all better men than you. Therefore, all of your sons will be killed, and you'll die a slow, agonizing death." Immediately, Judah started losing battles. The king developed a severe stomach illness, and all of his sons were killed except for the youngest. The king's illness caused him extreme pain for 2 years. Finally, he died, and no one in Judah mourned his death. His youngest son became king, but unfortunately, he followed directions of his mother, Athaliah. He went to visit his uncle, the king of Israel, and that was the time that Jehu killed both of them, the king of Judah and the king of Israel. At that point, Athaliah decided that she would become king, even though she was a woman. Still, she knew that the people of Judah always selected their kings from the descendants of David. That meant they would kill her and make one of her grandchildren king. Therefore, she decided to kill them. She called for a guard and told him to go into the palace and kill all of her grandchildren. Athaliah's daughter heard this and rushed to the palace. She worshipped the Lord and married Jehoiada, the high priest. At the palace, she took the baby Joash and his nurse just before the guards got there. She hid the child in the temple of the Lord. Meanwhile, the guards killed all the other descendants of David. Athaliah was confident she had killed them all. So she became king of Judah and ruled for 6 years. Jehoiada hid Joash in the temple until he was 7 years old. Finally, the priest knew it was time to act. He organized a meeting of trusted military leaders and heads of various family groups. He asked them, "What would you do if you had a descendant of King David?" "Well, we would make him king." Jehoiada went and brought Joash before them. He said, "Here is your next king." Together they set a date to bring him out before the people. They organized a military, temple activities, and crowd control. On the selected day, the people of Judah went to the temple. Joash was brought out and put in the place reserved for the king. Jehoiada anointed him with oil and placed a crown on his head. The trumpets blew, the choir sang, and the people shouted, "Long live the king!" Athaliah heard all this noise, so she went out to see what was going on. People were running through the streets, celebrating and talking about the king. She walked into the temple and saw Joash in the place reserved for the king. And he was wearing a crown on his head. She ripped her clothes and screamed, "Treason! Treason!" Jehoiada pointed at her and said, take that woman out, because it's not right to kill someone in the temple." So they dragged Athaliah out of the temple and killed her at the horse corral. The people went through the city and tore down anything that had to do with Baal. Jehoiada the high priest once again set up the worship of the Lord in the temple. Everyone rejoiced because Athaliah's reign of terror was over.